Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about a topic for this time of the year as we all take ourselves back to work or school, somewhat maybe begrudgingly, and something that we encounter each and every year at about this time. And for some of us, this can be anything from a really exciting time of the year to a time that presents a certain degree of challenge in that new roles, a new year, and so it might be a big year for some school students, or it might be their first foray into the school year. And for all of us, any period of adjustment, any period of change is a time that unfortunately represent a period of difficulty for us, because anytime we make a transition from one way of being to another, there's an increased likelihood of some level of adjustment and increased kind of psychological difficulty and even increased stress in our lives. And so this week we're going to look at some strategies to navigate the sea of change that we find ourselves in throughout our lives. So the first strategy that I've got this week is to keep up as many aspects of your current routine as possible and slowly start to craft a new routine based on the new activities. And so this may actually require a little bit of consideration, forward thinking, and some planning of the days and weeks ahead, and to ensure that you're able to continue some activities and incorporate some new ones into the process. The more structure that we're able to maintain in periods of transition, the more easily we are able to handle those periods and the less difficulty we actually experience. And it's really, really important when you're building a routine to aim for some kind of balance and allow yourself, give yourself permission, if you will, to ease into your new routine kind of slowly and allow that to become your new way of being. The second strategy is to reflect, particularly at the end of holidays and things like that. It's important to really savor the things that you enjoyed about the holiday. Really consider what it was that was so great about that holiday and be as specific as possible. And actually then look to how you might be able to actually incorporate some of those activities in whatever way you're able to into your new routine, into the school year, back into the work environment and things like that. The other thing that's important to do is also to reflect on the good things about actually going back to school or work. What do you enjoy? What benefits do you receive from being in that space? And this sense of perspective also increases our ability to maintain some control and limit the amount of stress we experience. The last strategy for this week is to incorporate wherever possible those well-being activities that you had happening when you were on holiday or not so much at work or school. So those enjoyable activities, those hobbies, the increased likelihood of exercise and things like that, and build those into your new routine and into the year as well. It's a good time to actually set yourself up for a successful year, but also to make sure that you're able to choose those activities that you're able to have some sustained involvement with so that you can actually do those week in, week out throughout the year. So take your holiday to work or school this week with Mind Games.